Along with Jim Lee, it's Eric Hansen and Alpha Illinois with the Ridgewood Lady Spartan softball team, who are Hometown Heroes of the Week. So let's meet the Ridgewood Lady Spartan softball team.
I'm Lexi Boberg. I'm a freshman, and I play outfield.
I'm McKenna Medley. I'm a freshman, and I play second base.
I'm Molly Sheehan. I'm a sophomore, and I play shortstop.
I'm Carly Berman. I'm a freshman, and I play third base.
I'm Emily Kenny. I'm a sophomore, and I play second.
My name's Lady Baylor. I'm a freshman, and I play pitcher.
I'm Brianna Hahn. I'm a freshman, and I'm a pitcher.
I'm Amanda Wilson. I'm a freshman, and I play left field.
I'm Brie Benick. I'm a freshman, and I'm the catcher.
I'm Breck Shannon. I'm a sophomore, and I play first base.
I'm Annie Althaus. I'm a freshman, and I play center field.
I'm Samantha Roberts. I'm a senior, and I play left field.
I'm Paige Beck. I'm a junior, and I play right field.
I'm Soraya Marahagi. I'm a senior, and I play second base.
I'm Hannah Moody. I'm a freshman, and I play shortstop.
I'm Toby Matter. I'm a freshman, and I play center field.
I'm Erica Gliss, and I'm a freshman, and I play outfield.
I'm Jamie Schroeder, and I'm a senior, and I play outfield.
I'm Hannah Akers, and I'm a freshman, and I play catcher.
I'm Ava Michael. I'm a freshman, and I play outfield.
Hometown Heroes of the Week, the Ridgewood Lady Spartan softball team, coming on strong here at the end of the year, and Coach Renee Tubergen joins us. And Coach, I know you've had a struggle this year with a lot of underclassmen to start the year, but there's some promise here.
Yeah, there definitely is. We're working on the consistency part of it, but we're definitely proud to see a big freshman class with so much of a work ethic, and showing up has been our struggle, but when they do, they really shine.
As you stepped in to take over this program, what are the first things that you instilled?
One of the first things we did was basically getting a routine down with these girls. They've had so many different coaches and so many different years, and the bouncing around was a little stressful. But even all the way down to the field renovations, they haven't had a field. Advertisement banners, getting the community involved, that was one of my major focuses to get some confidence behind the young program throughout the year.
Obviously, the community has become involved. By far the leading vote getter this week, so that's got to make you and the girls pretty proud.
Yeah, I actually found out about it from one of the board members, and within 2 hours on Facebook and social media, texting, emails I got, we had multiple people from different states that were voting, and I didn't even know it. So it's great to see that the community, being so small, really can shine.
You were telling me before we started this, you've been pretty inconsistent. You never really know from game to game just how things are going to go. The postseason coming up next week, what are your thoughts on that?
I think that we're going to be a force to reckon with if we show up, and we could do we're ranked third out of four, so I think that playing the second seed, we could definitely have an upset, and going into the regional championship, if we show up, we are definitely going to be contenders.
Yeah. Is your strength at the plate or on the defensive side? What's probably the best part of this team?
When we're on, both sides are great, but defensively is our strong suit, and then making contact with the bat is a come and go thing, but it's definitely something that is strong. It just has to show in game time.
Ellen Ray, you were telling us that you played college ball, and so you're able to institute a lot of the things that you learned here into these girls. Has had to be interesting for you.
Yeah, it's definitely interesting. They kind of took it a little tough when I was nitpicking, but as a young, I'm only 24 years old, so I'm closer in age with them. And I think being a college athlete and them seeing that I made it that far and I had good leadership from the post-high school coaching, they really did take to listening, but I'm just super proud of them. I'm watching them throw here.
We're glad you're doing a good job with them here in the Ridgewood District and in Western Illinois. Thanks for joining us, and congratulations. You got the Hometown Heroes of the Week. Enjoy it.
All righty. Thank you very much.
All right. Renee Tubergen, our guest here on FM 95. The Ridgewood Spartans, the Lady Spartans, our Hometown Heroes of the Week.